Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come into your house and to be in your presence, Lord. Father, I just ask that whatever needs to be said, whatever words need to be brought forth tonight, Father, that you use me as your willing vessel. Lord, I ask that you would just give us revelation knowledge with your word tonight, Father. Whatever seeds there are for us to keep, let us hide them in our hearts. And I just thank you and praise you, Lord, and I give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Tonight my topic is, he who has ears, let him hear. Usually, when it's my turn to preach, I never know what I'm going to talk about usually until I get up here and he says, okay, this is it. Well, he gave me a little heads up this time. So that was rather strange for me because I'm not used to that. But anyhow, I had mentioned at work on Monday that I had to preach tonight and that it was my first actual service that I had to do all by myself. And the one girl said, so what are you going to preach about? Well, at that point, I had no clue. And the words just came out of my mouth. He who has ears, let him hear. Now I'm kind of looking around like, okay. And I'm saying to myself, that didn't come from me. So I thought, okay, that's what I'm supposed to talk about. So Monday was a very strange day for me at work because I'd been out, been off sick. We were just coming back from our little Thanksgiving vacation, and it just seemed like everything was just odd, you know, like things just weren't so. And the station I was sitting at, there's a lot of activity around me, and there's quite a few people doing different things around me. And usually I don't pay attention to what's going on around me. I focus on what I'm doing and don't, you know, just do my business and don't worry about anything. Well, I could hear bits and pieces of conversations, and I kept thinking, did that just stop the tape? I kept thinking, you know, he that has ears, let him hear. And things that I didn't normally pay attention to that were just noise, I was actually hearing. Is it taping? Okay. And it was strange to me. And some of the things I heard made me laugh. Some of the things I heard made me uncomfortable. Some of the things I heard irritated me or aggravated me. And I went home Monday night and I thought, man, today was just weird. And I kept saying, you know, Lord, let tomorrow be better. Because today was just weird. And I don't want to have to feel that again. So I had my prayer time and stuff Monday night and got up yesterday morning and went to work. And again, I was hearing things that I don't normally hear. And come break time, the girls that I usually take break with, the one girl said, so did you decide what your sermon's going to be on? This was the same girl that I had told previously. Yeah. I said, yeah. Well, what is it? And I said, he that hath ears, let him hear. Oh, it never dawned on her that I had told her that same thing the day before. So after break was over, I was working away, and I was thinking, and I thought, you know, everybody has ears. Everybody has been given two ears. They have a purpose, and that's to listen with and to hear. And she had listened to what I said But she didn't hear what I said. It just went right over her head. And I think that's how we are with God sometimes. He tries to talk to us. And we're like, oh yeah, God talks to me. Yeah, he does. But do we listen? Do we hear? Do we hear what he has to say? So, I did some research on the word hear in the word. And it's listed in the Bible in several different forms, 1,700 and some times. Now, if that's not telling us to pay attention and listen, that's a lot of times for that word to be in 66 books. And it's a small word. You know, here's not like it's this great, big, long, drawn-out word. It's just a little short one. But it takes a lot to hear. So, I was looking in the book of Matthew. Matthew 11:14 through 16 is one of the parables, I do believe. It says, if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who is to come. Anyone who has ears should listen. To what should I compare this generation? It's like the children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to each other. And it's talking about Elijah being the prophet. And it said, I did the research on it. It says, greater than a prophet, John was greater than earlier prophets, for he had proclaimed a fuller message. Yet John struggled with human weakness, including misunderstanding and doubt. Aware of our own frailties, we can draw encouragement from the struggles of our biblical predecessors. God uses imperfect vessels even while he is summoning us to greater maturity in him. Now, not only do we have to read the word and live the word, we have to hear the word. We have to get it in our ears. And we have to hear it with our hearts. Matthew 13, 8 through 10. There's another part where Jesus had used a parable. And it's talking about the parable of the sower. Still others fell on good ground and produced a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times what was sown. Anyone who has ears should listen. Then if you go to Matthew 13, 42 through 44, where you're also going to see in a parable, and this is of the parable of the mustard seed. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Anyone who has ears should listen. Now these are parables. All of these sections where it says you should listen. If you have ears, you should listen. God wanted us to listen. If we're driving down the highway and we've got the radio so loud we can't hear anything else around us, and a fire truck or an ambulance comes up behind us or a police car with our sirens blazing warning us to move over, we're not going to hear it. If you have a smoke detector in your house and you ignore it when it goes off, you don't listen to it, what's going to happen? That thing goes off and you have a fire in your house and you ignore it, probably going to be toast. Jesus gave warnings. He gave warnings every time he preached. God gave warnings in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And look how many people didn't listen. Adam and Eve. They had the first ears ever created. Brand spanking new. Hot off the press. Did they listen? They listened, but they didn't hear. They didn't hear what God was telling them. And they were disobedient. Therefore, they got into quite a pickle. And that has trickled down through mankind. The people in Noah's time. He said, you better come on. I'm building this ark. You know, if you want to be saved, you don't want to perish. You better come on. Ah, you're full of beans. And we don't even know what rain is. Well, they found out. But it was too late. They heard what he said, but they didn't listen. Then you go on through Moses and the Israelites. Did they listen? No. They were told not to worship other gods. Moses comes down with the Ten Commandments. They're down there dancing around a golden calf. They had ears, but they didn't listen. They heard what God said, but they didn't listen. And you can go through, I bet you, every book, and you'll find a point where someone heard what was said, but chose not to listen. So it's very important that we listen to what God has to say to us. I know I had shared with my class that when we're having class, and whoever's teaching, that person should be given the respect. The class should be listening and paying attention. If they have comments or questions, that's fine. Raise your hand to be addressed. But if you're chatting with your neighbor and somebody else is sitting on the other side and they're distracted and they're listening to what you're saying, they're missing out on what the instructor's saying. And just like I said, God has put teachers in the teaching positions for a reason. He gives them words for different people or for different situations. And if people are being distracted, they're not going to hear. They're going to miss that word because they're not going to hear it. They can be listening and knowing that person's talking, but they're not hearing what they're saying. They're not listening with their ears. Mark chapter 4. Is also an example of where Jesus says to listen. Mark 4, I think it's 8 through 10. This is also, yet again, the same parable. Still others fell on good ground and produced a crop that increased 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. Then he said, anyone who has ears to hear should listen. I think it's interesting that when he uses these parables, he always ends with that sentence. And a lot of these parables, we, especially the ones of the sower, are generally related to tithing. If you listen to what's being taught, and you hear what's being taught, the information is very valuable. But you have to choose to hear and to listen. We always used to play a game at different events. We do it at slumber parties and youth rallies and things like that where we'd start a sentence at the beginning, and you had to whisper it to your neighbor, and they whispered it to the next person and the next person, and it went the whole way down the line to the last person. Well, when it got to the last person, they were supposed to jump up and say what was said. I don't think I have ever, ever been involved in one of those games where what was said at the beginning was what was said at the end. A lot of times, what got through the middle and to the end was nowhere near what had started out at the beginning. Because people don't pay attention. They hear things, but they don't listen. We do that. I do that. People be talking to me, and I'm standing there looking at them like, mm-hmm. And I see their mouth going, and I'm not hearing a word they're saying. I'm just not. I'm probably preoccupied with something else, or they're telling me something that I've heard 1,000 times before, and I want to say, you know what, you could fix that. You know, so we wouldn't have to hear that broken record. And I think sometimes people get like that with the scriptures. They think, well, you know, I've read the Bible from cover to cover. I've heard every, you know, big preacher that there is to hear. But yet, they still might be living in sin, or, you know, they're still, you can tell by their walk that they're not walking what they say they're walking. But how much do they choose to hear? We have to hear what's going on. A lot of times, we are preoccupied. And we just don't pay attention. I've had somebody ask me one time if I had ever heard from God. And I said, well, yeah. Well, I never have. And this person was a preacher. And he said, well, you must have a better relationship with them than I do. And I said, well, you know, that's not my fault. And it's not my fault you don't hear from God. A lot of times we just busy ourselves and we don't listen. We come and we say, okay, these are my requests. Have a nice day, as my dad always says. And away we go. And then we come back later on and we're like, well, God, I asked you this. Hello? Are you going to give me an answer? And I think sometimes he's up there and he kind of goes, you know, I would if you would just be quiet long enough and pay attention and let me speak. Because we don't. We don't wait. And we don't. And we should. Because we really miss out. We miss out on a ton of blessings. I know we do. Every day. I know. We just have to. And it's our own fault. Because we don't take the time to stop and listen. He tells us, be still and know that I am God. Be still and listen. I want to talk to you. I want to converse with you. I want to have intimacy with you. But if you're catching me on the fly by your time, sorry about your luck. You've ruined it for yourself. In Luke 8, 7 through 9, I'm used to this new Bible. It's nice though, because these words are nice and big. Here it's the parable of the sower yet again. In verse 8 says, still other seed fell on good ground. When it sprang up, it produced a crop 100 times what was sown. And as he said this, he called out, anyone who has ears to hear should listen. Now, say it comes time for the offering. A lot of times when I get my paycheck, I know I'm gonna tithe my 10%, but I say, okay, Lord, you know how much I've got. How much of this do you need to do whatever? What is it I can give to you over and above what I'm supposed to give? If I don't ask and I don't listen for an answer, and I just put in willy-nilly, whatever I think, and then I think, well, you know, bless anybody. How are you going to use that? What are you going to do with that? Because I didn't ask. Or if I did ask, I didn't take the time to listen. I didn't take the time to hear from him. If we come to him and say, okay, Lord, I'm struggling with whatever, I need some guidance. And as soon as we're done, what do? Well, now let's see, how can I fix this? How can I do this? We don't take the time to wait and be still and listen. Luke 14, 34 through 35. Now, salt is good, but if salt should lose its taste, how will it be made salty? Excuse me. It isn't fit for the soil or for the manure pile. They throw it out. Anyone who has ears to hear should listen. Now, we know that's got to be something important, because every parable that Jesus told, that was the last sentence. Anyone who has ears to hear should listen. He didn't make these things up and didn't talk just to hear himself talk. And we know a lot of people do that. They talk to hear themselves talk. They don't listen to what God has to say. They're too busy talking. If I told Eric that we have an important meeting coming up next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and everybody needs to be here, and you are busy chit-chatting with, you know, Mom or Dawn or someone else, and you heard me talking to you, but you didn't hear what I said, and I'd say, Eric, did you hear what I said? Oh, yeah. So then come that Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, Eric's nowhere to be found. And then I see you later on, I say, Eric, dude, you're supposed to be here Tuesday night, 7 o'clock for a meeting. Oh, I didn't hear anything about that. And I've actually seen people do that. When I know they've been told something, and there's been different times I've done that myself to somebody, I say, did you hear what I said? Did you hear me? Because I knew it was important information that they needed to know. And that's what Jesus was doing. You that have ears, listen up. I'm telling you this because it's important. You need to hear it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And a lot of times, we don't. And we wonder why sometimes we're in the pickle that we're in or the shape we're in, and it's all because we didn't listen. I mean, he gives us a lot of instructions here to avoid so many things. But because we choose not to listen and to hear what he has to say, then we're saying, oh, Lord, but I need help out of this mess. And if we'd have just listened and just heard him out from the beginning, we could have avoided that. Kids with their homework. Did your homework done? Oh, yeah. We didn't have any. Oh, you didn't? No. Then the next day they come home with a note in their backpack from their teacher. So-and-so didn't do their homework last night. Then you say, well, so-and-so, why didn't you do your homework? Well, I didn't hear them say anything about homework. Because they weren't listening. God gave us ears for a reason. He wants us to use them. The same way he gave us our eyeballs. The same way he gave us all the rest of our senses that we have. Our senses are very important. If they weren't, he probably wouldn't have bothered to create them. But I know he gave us our ears because he wanted us to hear him. He wanted us to hear what he had to say. And we're the ones that we have to choose to use our ears, and we have to choose to listen. He gave us the free will to choose. And for whatever reason, some people choose to listen and others don't. And the ones that don't will perish. If they refuse to hear the word of God, they will perish. And that's why we as believers have to be persistent and have to preach and make sure that word gets out there and make sure that people not only hear what we say, but we have to make sure that they actually listen to what God has to say. And that's very important.